you learn from each other. But that happened last night in New Jersey. It can happen.
Dollar Saver Guy here. To make sure you don't miss out on any more of the great Seaville Dollar Saver half-price deals, why not sign up for Seaville Dollar Saver email alerts at SeavilleDollarSaver.com. We'll send you an email. We'll let you know when the next great half-price deal is coming up. Be the first on your block to know. Great restaurants half-price, family fun things to do half-price, and a whole lot more. Seaville Dollar Saver email alerts at SeavilleDollarSaver.com.
Tuned in to you as much as you are tuned into us.
I'm at work and I can put my headphones in.
Fox News updates every half hour on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Periods of rain this morning, then mostly cloudy this afternoon with a stray shower or two. Highs this afternoon in the low to mid-50s.
It's 43 degrees at 5:30 here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, team coverage of local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Levanna County High School is expected to resume normal operations today after a water main break forced an early dismissal on Monday.
Ironically, while discussing lowering the voting age in some circles, a dozen U.S. senators want more vaping restrictions for teenagers. Well, those two dozen members of the U.S. Senate, including Tim Kaine, have put out a letter to Dr. Stephen Hahn, the new commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, raising concerns about loopholes for flavors that appeal to children. In the letter, they criticize the FDA's decision to break the Trump administration's promise to clear all non-tobacco-flavored e-cigarette products from the market.
Crozet is taking a closer look at its master plan. During a discussion on Monday evening, growth was the biggest talking point and infrastructure needs.
Governor Ralph Northam has expressed his condolences to the families of two American soldiers who died in Afghanistan, including one from Newport News. The men who died were 29-year-old Staff Sergeant Ian McLaughlin of Newport News and 21-year-old Private First Class Miguel Villalon of Illinois. They were killed when their vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 44 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
When you scratch and you don't win,
100K, scratcher replay.
Say what?
It's the Virginia Lottery 100K Scratcher Replay.
If I scratch and I don't win, I could still win?
That's right. Now through March 31st, enter any non-winning Virginia Lottery Scratcher for a chance to win one of two daily $500 prizes or the $10,000 grand prize. Visit valottery.com/replay for details.
100K Scratcher Replay.
Odds of winning a prize depend on the number of entries received.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
The Bloomberg Business Minute is brought to you by Danzy Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Fourth quarter earnings kicks into gear today when we hear from some big banks. JPMorgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo all report their results. We also hear from